们一起来做结束的祷告。
We're going to have our concluding prayer.
好，我们一起求主耶稣来帮助我们，好，让我们的侍奉是能够由他来做见证的。
And let's ask God so that we can that He can be a witness in our servitude to Him.
同心祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray. Church, it is a kind of servitude.
那更广阔的来讲，其实我们每一天的生活啊，都是一种侍奉。
Our lives, our daily lives, is a service.
啊，因为我们的生活的每一个层面啊，都跟神有关系。
Because all aspects and facets of our life have to do with God.
啊，我们生活的每一个层面啊，都能够让神的名来得着荣耀。
Because we should glorify God in all aspects of our lives.
那所以最理想的侍奉就是有神来做见证的侍奉。
And the most practical service to God is to testify for Him.
这是我们无论是做教会的工作啊，或者是我们个人的生活啊，我们应该有的一个很重要的目标。
Whether it's personal work, whether it's church-related work, we must have this goal in mind.
我们知道主耶稣他是带着使命来到这个世界上。
We know that Jesus came to this world with a promise.
Mission.
With the mission.
那所以主耶稣来到世界上啊，他也说他不受人的服侍啊，他乃是服侍众人。
And Jesus came and he said that he did not come to be served, but rather to serve the people.
那主耶稣给我们留下侍奉的榜样。
And so Jesus gave us an example of servitude.
那当然主耶稣他也都一直以儿子的这一个身份啊，他来做侍奉。
And of course, Jesus served with the status of son.
那所以呢，圣经里头也常常提到啊，这个主耶稣是有天父有神来为他做见证。
And so oftentimes the Bible says that Jesus constantly witnessing for God.
那这个见证做见证，这也是圣经里头常常出现很重要的字眼。
And testifying, being a witness, is an important part of the Bible.
哦，所以在耶稣的时代里头，这些犹太人他们一直要去找出来，到底有谁来为耶稣做见证。
And so a lot of the Jewish people during Jesus' time were trying to see who was being a witness for Jesus.
我们知道主耶稣他也常常很绝对、很肯定的来为自己做一些宣告。
We know that Jesus would always make some statements about himself.
但是人们会说，你为自己所做的见证，这个不算数。
But the people will say that when you testify about yourself, this doesn't count.
所以有施洗约翰来为耶稣做见证。
And so that's why people like John the Baptist came and became a witness for Jesus.
主耶稣说，他所做的事情为他做见证。
And so Jesus says that what he did is to be a witness for him.
主耶稣说这个圣经为他做见证。
Jesus said that the Bible was a witness for him.
甚至天父真神为他做见证。
And even the God in heaven was a witness for him.
请看约翰福音第五章。
Take a look at John chapter 5.
约翰福音五章三十七节。
John chapter 5 verse 37.
三十七节第一句话说：“差我来的父也为我做过见证。”
Verse 37 says, "And the Father who sent me has himself testified concerning me."
在主耶稣的时代，神有很多的作为在这些犹太人的当中。
And at this time, Jesus had several places among the Jewish community.
这个神有很多的行了很多的作为事情。在犹太人当中。
And God had worked among the Jewish community.
为了就是为耶稣为主耶稣做见证。
That is to be a witness for Jesus Christ.
为主耶稣的侍奉来做见证。
To be a witness for the service of Jesus Christ.
再请看约翰一书第五章。
Take a look at 1 John chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章第九节。
First John chapter 5 verse 9。
第九节，我们既领受人的见证，神的见证更该领受的，因神的见证是为他儿子做的。
Verse 9, we accept man's testimony, but God's testimony is greater because it is the testimony of God, which he has given about his son. And so Jesus' witness is testified by God. And so, when we see Jesus, we know that he was arrested, he was judged, and then he was crucified on the cross.
对很多人来讲，这是一个失败者。
To many people, he is viewed as a failure.
所以当主耶稣跟门徒说他要被抓，他要受死。
And so when Jesus told his disciples that he will be arrested and that he will die,
这个彼得呢还说这个事情千这个万不可发生在主耶稣的身上。
But then Peter thought, well, this could not happen to Jesus Christ.
这个当人来抓主耶稣的时候，彼得甚至还拿刀出来要抵抗，要保护主耶稣。
And so when they came to arrest Jesus, Peter even drew his sword to try to defend Jesus Christ.
但是主耶稣他知道他所做的这些侍奉有神来见证。
But Jesus Christ knew that his service was witnessed by God.
所以他是很坦然的来走上这个十字架的道路。
And so he was able to simply just take the road to the cross.
在人来看，好像是他像是失败者。
And so to man, it appears that he was a failure.
但是主耶稣知道他的这个侍奉是有天父真神来做见证的。
But Jesus knew that his servitude was to be witnessed by God.
这也是今天我们的生活，我们的侍奉应该有的一个很重要的态度。
And so this is the kind of attitude we should have in our lives of worldly work and our service to God.
这样子我们才能够很坦然的来面对许各种不同的结果。
So in this way, we can face the different kinds of outcomes.
那在新约圣经里头，这个保罗啊，他是一个一个也是一个这样的一个一个工人。
And we also know in the New Testament that Paul is also this kind of worker.
所以保罗他面对他所遭遇的事情以及这个。未来他都是非常的平静坦然的。
And so Paul was able to face his current issues, his future issues, all well.
那这个保罗啊，他也是知道他的侍奉是有神来做见证的。
And so Paul also knew that his service was in God's witness as well.
那我们从保罗身上我们来看看特别有哪些事情我们需要有神来做见证。
And so we're going to take a look at from Paul, what are some things that are worthy for the witness of God.
请看罗马书第一章。
Let's go to Romans chapter 1.
Romans chapter 1 verse 9.
Romans chapter 1 verse 9.
我在他儿子福音上用心灵所侍奉的神可以见证我怎样不住地提到你们。
Verse 9, God, whom I serve with my whole heart in preaching the gospel of his son, is my witness how constantly I remember you.
当保罗说我怎样不断地来提起你们，就是意思就是保罗常常为罗马的弟兄姐妹来代祷。
We see that Paul says he constantly remembers the people, and that is, he is continually praying for the people of Rome.
那保罗说为你们代祷这一件事情啊，这个我们所侍奉的神，他可以做见证。
And so in his prayers, we see that he's saying that because that God can be our witness.
哦，这个代祷啊，是一个很重要、很普遍性的一个侍奉的工作。
And so praying and intercession is a very popular service for others.
哦，在我们生活当中，这是我们常常用到的一个字眼，代祷。
And so throughout our lives, this is we constantly do this to when praying for others.
有时候在挂断电话之前，我们会跟对方说，我会为你代祷。
Oftentimes when we hang up the phone with someone, we'll say, "I will pray for you."
啊，有时候挂掉电话之前，我们会互相勉励说，我们常常互相纪念，互相代祷。
And sometimes before we hang up the phone, we'll say, "We will pray for each other. We will." Care for each other.
但甚至有时候有人会主动的来找我们说，请你啊为我代祷。
Or other times, some people might come up to us, and ask us to pray for them.
甚至我们常常在这个祭完会之后，我们会再一次的来提醒说，我们现在为什么事情或为哪些人来代祷。
And so a lot of times, when the service is over, we'll mention some things to pray for during the prayer.
那我们知道代祷这一件事情也是主耶稣现在正在做的一件事情。
We know that prayer and intercession is something that Jesus is doing now.
那我们也知道这个代祷它让我们能够超越了时间跟空间。
We know that prayer surpasses beyond time and space.
因为我们人在时空里头。
Because we occupy space.
所以以这个肉体来讲，我们能够帮助别人的真的是很有限。
And so because of that, it is very limited as to how much we can help each other.
那神让我们有这个祷告的这种恩赐权柄啊，这个是让我们能够超越了这个时空。
But we have this this power of prayer that can help us surpass time and space.
那这是一个我们普遍性能够做的啊，而且呢是被神所看重的一件事情。
So this is something easily done, and we can do constantly, and this is something that God will see.
所以保罗他也常常提到说，在他祷告当中，他为哪些教会或哪些人祷告。
And so oftentimes we'll see that Paul will say that in his prayers, he has prayed for this city or these group of people.
那保罗的书信里头，他也常常请求弟兄姐妹为他祷告。
And a lot of his Pauline letters, he will ask for others to pray for the members.
那在这里我们看到说，保罗的做这件事情啊，他说神可以为他做见证。
And so we see here in this verse that he says that God can be the witness.
所以让我们真的是重视这个代祷的工作。
And so we must emphasize the work of prayer.
那我们也常常提醒自己，我的代祷是能够让神啊，能够让神来为我做见证的。
And so we also must remind ourselves that our prayers can be God's witness as well.
就是真的，我们有为这件事情或这些人来祷告。
That is, we can truly pray for these people.
我们真的有用心去了解这些事情啊，或者这些人，知道这个需要性。而放在祷告里头。
If we can really get into to understanding the things, understanding people, then we can really put it into our prayers.
所以我们看保罗的书信，他有些地方事实上是他还没有去过。
And we see that in Paul's letters, he hasn't gone to certain places.
但是他已经为那个地方在祷告。
But yet he is already praying for that place.
而且从他的书信里头，我们看出来说。他对那些人那个地方的情形他真的是知道的。
And we can see also in the letters that he really understands the situation of that area.
所以难怪说保罗对罗马的弟兄姐妹说，我为你们的祷告有神给我做见证。
And so that's why he can say that in his prayers, it is witnessed by God.
请我们再看哥林多后书第一章。
Let's take a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多后书第一章二十三节。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 23.
我呼吁神给我的心做见证，我没有往哥林多去，哥林多去是为要宽容你们。
Verse 23, I call God as my witness, that is, that it was in order to spare you that I did not return to Corinth.
在保罗他做圣工的这些行程跟计划这件事情，他说神可以为他做见证，给他做见证。
We can see that in his plans, he can also say that God is also his witness.
当我们在做计划的时候，就有我们的思想。我们的动机在里头。
When we make our plans, we will have our thoughts and our motivations in them.
那在我们做事情，在这里保也可以看到说，他保罗的行程里头，除了传福音之外，常常也包括着。来处理一些事情。
And so, throughout Paul's life, besides preaching, he had to take care of certain things.
这个哥林多的地方已经很多人信主了。
There's a lot of believers already in Corinth.
这是一个已经被建立的教会。
There's already a church established.
那保罗再往那里去呢？他是要去处理一些事情。
And so his purpose of going back there then is to take care of some things.
那保罗在做这些计划的时候，他说神可以为我做见证。
And so when he made these plans, he can say that God was his witness.
在这里是保罗他似乎是有这个单言有这个更改他去哥林多的这个时间。
We can see that here he did change the time that he was going to be in Corinth.
因为保罗的书信是相对当时所发生的事情他是有很清楚很严厉的这些指示。
And so in his letters, he was very clear as to instructions as what he was going to do.
看起来是他马上就要到那里去。
It looked like he was going to go there immediately.
但是他改变了他的行程，他并没有马上去。
But he changed his plan, so he didn't actually go immediately.
看起来好像保罗是在躲避事情在逃避面对事情。
It might look like Paul is trying to avoid and try to run away from the things that he had to do.
但是保罗说，我的这个计划，神可以为我做见证。
But Paul said, my plans here can, God can be my witness for these plans.
在这里保罗说，我没有现在就去，是为了要宽容你们。
He says that he wasn't going now because he wanted, to spare them.
就是多给大家互相一些时间跟空间，让我们一起来改进，来长进。
That is, he wanted to give them some more space and some more time to grow a little.
所以我们在处理事情，在做计划的时候，我们应该能够是有神来给我们做见证。
And so when we're going to take care of things, when we're going to make plans, we should also have God as our witness.
无论是我们自己的事情或者教会的事情，都是这样子。
Whether it is our personal matters or the church matters, it should all be the same.
我们自己的事情，事实上也是一种侍奉。
Personal matters actually are also a kind of service.
我们个人的生活可以让人来看见主耶稣。
Because in our personal lives, people can see God in us.
我们个人的生活计划也能够荣耀神的名。
Because our personal plans can also glorify God's name.
所以我们要让我们的计划我们的行程我们的动机能够由神来做见证。
And so we should be able to have God as our witness for our plans and our motivations.
我们的计划里头是没有自私的。
Our plans should not be selfish.
我们的行程不是为了竞争。
What we do is not because of competition.
我们所要做的不是要满足于自己的成就，自己来自我的实现。
And what we do is not to satisfy our own needs and our status.
我们的动机能够由神来做见证。
Our intentions must allow God witness.
那么这一种侍奉是蒙悦纳的，是美好的侍奉。
And so this kind of service is liked, is loved by God, and it's good.
在生活当中，我们还有什么项目是需要神来做见证呢？
And so what other things in our lives would require the witness of God?
请看腓立比书第一章。
Let's take a look at Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书第一章第八节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 8.
第八节，我体会基督耶稣的心肠，切切的想念你们众人，这是神可以给我做见证的。
Verse 8, God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus.
我们知道腓立比书是保罗，所谓保罗在监狱中的书信。
We know that Philippians was a letter that Paul wrote while he was in jail.
在这个保罗个人并不自由的情况之下，他还关心着、关怀着在腓立比的弟兄姐妹。
And so we can see that even though Paul had no freedom for himself, he was still able to concern, care about others.
这也是我们一个很重要的侍奉。
This is a very important aspect of our servitude.
主耶稣给我们的新命令就是要我们能够彼此相爱。
God gave a commandment, and that was to love one another.
我们常常这个彼此的来彼此的来关心、来关怀。
We should care for one another.
这是一件很重要的事情，很美的事情。
This is a very important thing and a very beautiful thing.
因为它的，因为它是主耶稣给我们特别提起的一个命令。
Because this was especially a commandment given by Jesus Christ.
所以保罗他在施行的时候呢，他特别强调的说，神可以给我做见证。
And so when Paul did things, he was able to say that God can be his witness.
今天我们也常常在强调的这个爱心的施行。
Today we always emphasize loving.Each other.
所以我们也常常真的在我们的生活当中，我们很卖力的来将这个爱施行出来。
And so in our lives, we try hard to manifest this love.
那有很多的事情，常常到后来呢，是真的有那个行动但是呢，那个背后的那种心态动机，这个常常会被忽略的。
But oftentimes we had the intentions to do so, but in the end, in the background of our motivations, we will fail to do it.
变成说这个就好像是必须要这么做，也很自然的就这么去做。
So it becomes something that that must be done, and so it is just naturally done.
所以外在上来看是有做了。而且也没有什么瑕疵。
And so superficially it's just something that you did, but it's really nothing more than that.
那保罗在这里所强调的是他的关心，他的这个爱有神可以来给他做见证。
But here Paul says that his care and his love can be witnessed by God.
为什么呢？
And why?
因为保罗在做这些事情他所用的是父亲的心、母亲的心。
And so, because Paul did these things with the heart of a mother and the heart of a father.
不是因为我保罗，我这样在教训人，所以我必须这样做。
It's not because I'm Paul and I'm going to just tell you to do this and that.
那因为我教导人要这么做，所以我需要这样做。
Because I'm instructing you to do this, and so that's why I must tell you to do this.
也不是只是因为说这是主耶稣的命令。
And it's not also because this is the command of God, of Jesus.
他之所以说神可以为我做见证。
And so here he can say God can be his witness.
因为他在做的当中，他真的有那一个，有那一个能够蒙神纪念，神来为他做见证的那一种心态。
Because in his execution, he can say that he will be remembered by God. I mean, he had that heart.
请看哥林多前书第四章。
Let's take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多前书第四章十四节。
First Corinthians chapter 4, verse 14.
十四节，我写这话不是叫你们羞愧，乃是警戒你们，好像我亲爱的儿女一样。
Verse 14, I am not writing this to shame you, but to warn you as my dear children.
我们知道爱它可以有很多不同的这种表达。
We know that love can be shown in different ways.
就好像父母亲有时候责骂甚至体罚孩子，这也是一种爱的表达。
We know that parents will scold their children, and this is a kind of love.
那在保罗的书信里头，他有时候也是会责备这些信徒。
And so, sometimes in Paul's letters, he will rebuke the members.
那在这里，保罗说：“我不是要让你们灰心让你们觉得羞愧。”
But here, Paul's saying that it is not to shame you; it's not to have you lose heart.
我在爱你们，我是用父母亲的爱来对待你们。
He's saying that I'm loving you with the love, as of a parent.
十五节
，verse 15。
你们学基督的师傅虽然有一万，为父的却是不多，因为我在基督耶稣里用福音生了你们。
Verse 15. Even though you have 10,000 guardians in Christ, you do not have many fathers. For in Christ Jesus, I became your father through the gospel.
在这里，保罗他就来告诉他们说，是的，我在纠正你们，我在责备你们，我在教导你们。
And here Paul says that yes, I am rebuking you. I am instructing you.
这是很多师父做教师的他们能够做的。
So what a lot of teachers are able to do.
但是我是用父亲的这样的态度来做这个事情。
But I am doing this with the attitude of a parent.
所以当我们在付出爱的行动的时候，我们要常常去想到说，我的动机，我的心态是怎样。
And so when we are manifesting our love, we must examine ourselves as to what our motivation and intentions are.
我只是在表达我是一个好人，所以我这样做。
Maybe I'm just expressing that I am a good person, that's why I'm doing this.
我只是在表达说我知道这样才是对的，所以我教你。
I'm just expressing this so that I can instruct you.
那能够让神来做见为我们做见证的爱是像保罗的这种爱。
But the kind of love that can be witnessed by God is the kind of love here that Paul had shown.
再请看加拉太书第四章。
Let's take a look at Galatians chapter 4.
加拉太书四章十九节。
Galatians chapter 4, verse 19.
十九节，我小子啊，我为你们在受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们的心里。
Verse 19, my dear children, for whom I am again in the pains of childbirth until Christ Jesus is formed in you.
我们知道加拉太书一开始跟其他的书信有点不太一样。
We see that the opening of Galatians is a little different than the other letters.
这个加拉太书一开始就比较少那个问安勉励这个感谢的话。
There's very little encouragement and thanksgiving.
这个保罗很快就进入来指出这个加拉太教会他们的错误，他们的问题。
He quickly went into pointing out the problems of the church in Galatia.
那其实这也是出于保罗的爱。
And this actually is also out of Paul's love.
那保罗在这里表达出来说，我实在是为你们在受这个生产之苦。
And here Paul is saying that he is going through the pains of childbirth.
就像一个母亲一样。
Just like a mother.
要让基督能够成形在你们的心里。
So that Christ can be formed in them.
保罗的在这个责备里头他并不是觉得说我那 啊，我对你们对哈、哦，那我是很好的，我很这个很啊，这个甚至很高兴。
And when Paul rebukes them, he doesn't make it that he is better than them, and that when he says it, it brings him great pleasure.
再来，在生活当中，在我们侍奉当中，有哪一件事情需要神来做见证？
And so in our lives, what are some things that require God's witness?
请看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第二章。
Let's take a look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章第四节。
First Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 4。
第四节，但神既然验中了我们，把福音托付我们，我们就照样讲，不是要讨人的喜欢，乃是要讨那查验我们心的神喜欢。
Verse 4, on the contrary, we speak as men approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. We are not trying to please men, but God who tests our heart.
在这里保罗讲到他所传讲的信息呢是照着神给他的信息。
And here we see that Paul is preaching a gospel entrusted by God.
他在带领人教导人的时候他是这个照着神所喜悦的来做。
And so when Paul is instructing and teaching, guiding them, it is something approved by God.
第五节
Verse 5.
因为我们从来没有用过谄媚的话，这是你们知道的，也没有藏着贪心，这是神可以做见证的。
Verse 5. You know we never used flattery, nor did we put on a mask to cover up greed. God is our witness.
这里保罗他所表达的就是他的侍奉是很诚实的。
We see here that Paul is trying to say that his expressing that his service is very honest.
保罗的一个很主要的侍奉就是在传达这个神的信息。
And Paul's greatest service is to spread the gospel.
所以他的侍奉主要是用。常常是用书信或者言语。
And so a lot of times in this service, he uses letters, or he speaks to them.
他都很诚实的将该讲的来讲出来。
And so he just says what it is that he is supposed to say.
因为他没有藏着贪心。
Because he has no hidden greed inside him.
如果是要从对方来有所得的话，他应该向对方说好话。
Because if there's something for him to gain from the others, then of course he would speak words of flattery.
但是他都是诚实的将该讲的讲出来。
But he spoke what is it was that he was supposed to speak.
所以很多时候并不是对方很愿意听到的。
And so that means that sometimes it's something that.Others don't necessarily want to hear.
但他为什么敢这样子讲?
And so, how does he dare to say something like this?
因为他并不是要从对方来得着利益。
Because he's not trying to gain anything from others.
他没有贪心。
He was not greedy.
所以他能够诚实的讲话。
And this way, he was able to speak honestly.
所以诚实跟没有贪心，这是一体的两面。
And so these things are completely different between greed and honestly.
一个有贪心的人，他就不可能讲诚实话。
A person who is greedy will not ever say anything that's particularly true.
一个不能够讲诚实话的人，他可能会有贪，他可能里头有这个贪的这个动机。
And if a person who can't speak the truth will have greed in his motivation and intentions.
今天我们的侍奉里头当然也包括了很多的这个话语言语用言语来侍奉。
And so in our service, we of course will have to speak sometimes.
那我们这个这个言语上的侍奉我们需要有神来给我们做见证。
And so when we speak during our service, we also need God to be our witness.
表示说我们说的是诚实话。
To say that what we speak is of the truth.
表示说我们不是有这个 贪心在里头。
It means that we don't have these greedy intentions behind it.
当然，这个贪也不一定指着物质上的贪。
And of course, greed doesn't have to be something completely physical.
这个贪也可以贪爱人的喜好。
It could be the greed of people's praises.
我们贪爱人对我们的认同赞成。
To have people agree and be liked by people.
我们可以贪爱人对我们的欢迎。
We can agree, be greedy for the welcoming of others.
但是我们言语上的侍奉，我们需要有神来给我们做见证。
But when we speak, we must also be with God's witness.
我们再请看哥林多帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章。
Let's take a look at First Thessalonians chapter 2.
第二章第十节。
Verse 10.
第十节，我向你们。信主的人是何等的圣洁公义无可指摘有你们做见证也有神做见证
Verse 10 You are witnesses and so is God of how holy, righteous and blameless we were among you who believed
我们的生活本身就是一个侍奉
So our lives is a service
那我们的生活主要的就是我们的言行举止，我们的行为。
Our lives is all about our actions.
那在这里，保罗说他的言语行为，他的这个言语行为，他的为人呢，是有弟兄姐妹做见证，也有神来做见证。
And so in all of Paul's speech and his actions are being witnessed by the people and also of God.
我们看到很多这些圣经里头的这些。魔幻的工人啊，他们真的都有这样的一个特点。
We see that throughout the Bible, different workers have this quality.
他们做了很让人感谢、羡慕的一些工作。
They have something. They do things that are something that is thanked by others.
比如说他们解决了人的问题。
For example, when they solve people's problems,
他们靠着神的能力，他们行了神迹。
Through the power of God, they were able to perform miracles.
但是我们不要忽略的那个更美的侍奉啊，是他们的那种日常的生活。
But we can't forget that the greatest service is their daily lives.
比如说以利沙先知。被那个苏念的妇人说这是一个圣洁的神人。
Prophet Elijah was was said to be a holy person of God.
这个撒母先知在他年老的时候他可以很坦然的在众人面前说你们有谁能够指出来我曾经有哪些的缺点。
And the priest Samuel was able to say later in his life to the people, can you point out any shortcomings I had in my life?
是的他们都行过这个很大的神迹。
And it's true, yes, they have performed great miracles.
但是我相信在神的面前他们更大的侍奉就是他们每一天的生活。
I'm sure that in God's eyes, their greatest service was in their lives.
保罗也是传福音行神迹。
Paul was a person also who traveled a lot and performed many miracles.
但是在这里他特别也提出来的是，我的生活其实是更重要的侍奉。
But here he especially mentioned that his life is something that is of the greatest. Service.
我的生活是有神可以来给我做见证的。
His life is something that can be witnessed by God.
那我们怎么能够感觉得到？怎么能够知道说我们的这些侍奉是有神来给我们做见证
？And so how do we know that our what we do is witnessed by God?
请看罗马书第九章。
Take a look at Romans chapter 9. Romans chapter 9, verse 1.
我在基督里说真话，我并不谎言，由我良心被圣灵感动，给我做见证。
Verse 1, I speak the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience confirms it in the Holy Spirit.
保罗说，我的良心可以给我做见证。
Paul here says that his conscience can be his witness.
箴言里头说，我们的良心就是我们里头的那一盏灯。
In Proverbs, it says that our conscience is that light in our heart.
我们一个看重侍奉神的人，我们要常常让我们的良心是清明的。
So as a person who looks upon servitude, we must have a clear conscience.
这样我们的侍奉才能够是有神来做见证的。
And in that way, our service can be witnessed by God.
那这样我们的侍奉啊，也才能够是非常的有喜乐的，非常的坦然的。
And that way, our joy, we can have joy in our service.
就像主耶稣的侍奉。
Just like Jesus' servitude.
就像这些啊，这个古圣徒、使徒他们的侍奉。
And just like these disciples and their servitude.
最后，我们看哥林多前书第四章。
Finally, let's take a look at First Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多前书四章第三节。
First Corinthians chapter 4 verse 3.
第三节，我被你们论断或被别人论断，我都以为极小的事，连我自己也不论断自己。
Verse 3, I care very little if I am judged by you or by any human court. Indeed, I do not even judge myself.
如果我们的侍奉是有神来做见证，那么我们就能够这么的坦然。
And so if our service can be witnessed by God, it can be this true and simple.
那么这样的侍奉真的是有恩典、有福气的一个侍奉。
And then in this way, our servitude can be blessed.
好，我们一起唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
398首。
398.